How do you do? I'm Bridget Thumb with KXCI Community Media. Thank you so much for finding my podcast. It's a special podcast to me, and it's where we ask our friends some questions and get to know them. It basically is celebrating the beauty that happens when you get to know somebody, and I want to share that. So I've got 8 great people that I love and admire from Tucson, Arizona, and they're creative and imaginative and beautiful. And they are Fred Ronstadt, Rachel Hoblett, Amber Frame, Josiah Osego, Elijah Thumb, Stephanie Ings, Michael Wells, and Nadia Alvarez Mejia. So here they come. We're going to answer the question number 4. How do you relax? Amber Frame, how do you relax?
You know, it's funny when someone asks me that question, all these things pop into my mind that aren't really true, but feel like how I'm supposed to answer that question, or how women are supposed to answer that question, like a deep bubble bath with a nice hot cup of tea. And I don't know where that comes from.
It's Calgon, like, take me away.
Exactly. How do I relax? I think I relax sometimes. I like to read. I like to watch movies. I like to chat with my friends on the phone while I walk in circles in my yard and dig little circles in the yard that show where my footsteps went while I was on the phone with my friend.
That's exactly what I do.
So yeah, you make little paths, right?
Yeah, I have my crop circle.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's funny because we talk on the phone all the time. So we're both doing that.
We're both creating little patterns and circles. There should be a drawing of one of our phone conversations as like concentric, intersecting and bisecting circles.
It's like, okay, next time I'll carry a glow stick and set the camera. We'll get like time lapse.
Yeah, exactly. And in my head, I'm like, I know I do relax, but how is a good question. I relax usually by taking a deep breath. That's the first thing that came to mind. I know that's not a activity, but when I find myself in a moment where I'm realizing that I need to relax, breath is usually the first thing that comes to me.
That sigh. And then sometimes I'll take a deep breath when I know that I'm about to be upset.
Oh, yep. Because it's like, okay, here we go. Yep.
Oh, you know, like here comes. It's your go-to. Like, you know what? If nothing else, you can always just take a deep breath. It doesn't cost any money. It doesn't matter where you are. It's an activity you don't need pockets for. Yeah.
Just pockets full of air. Lungs.
You do. You got to keep your pockets nice and clean too. Yeah. I quit smoking. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I'm on maybe my 3rd box of patches. So for however long that is.
High five, my friend.
Thank you. It's interesting.
What a good time of year to do it too. I was just reading about how in traditional Chinese medicine, the seasons are associated with different organs, and autumn is all about the lungs.
Well, okay then. Right on. I love when I find out that I was right.
Yeah. Also, it's a lung cancer awareness month or week or something, which I don't know if they probably didn't do that on purpose, but maybe they did. Kind of like, you know, when you find that we were talking about how you'd like accidentally, quote unquote, put your stuff in the right feng shui time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's some sort of like deep conscious, like cosmic consciousness about autumn and lungs and the metal element. And they're like, we should make this lung cancer awareness month in November, you know?
Aligns perfectly with the calendar of the organs.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, a big part of smoking was that was how I relaxed.
Right.
Or how you process things. It's all the good things about breathing.
Right.
That I want to hang on to. And then the rest I can just let go. I can
and going let go, outside.
Let go of the need for a lighter.
Right.
Let go of the need for pockets to hold your lighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
That's awesome.
I think that a big part of relaxing is letting go.
Absolutely.
So that's why I decided to quit smoking.
Hell yeah. I love it.
How do you relax?
I smoke cigars. I weld. I do yard work. Anything that is away from serious conversation, politics, anytime when I can just be overtly mindful in something that brings me joy is how I relax. So when I'm in the garden, I just think about moving the dirt or the plants that are going in or mixing the compost with perlite, with garden soil. You know, it's things that just are simple and don't require a whole lot of thinking beyond just being in the moment about what you're doing. So when I'm welding, it's very just relaxing to follow the puddle, as they say, the pool of molten metal that you're sewing with fire. When I'm smoking a cigar, it's just the act of sitting there and enjoying the flavor of the tobacco. And typically I'm with somebody when I smoke, so being in the presence of a friend. Just things that are simple, things that allow me to focus just on that thing and to be mindful about that one thing helps me relax.
Do you premeditate it, or do you just intuitively like decide like it's time to relax?
I look for opportunities to relax. I don't schedule it. Like, I don't say, okay, Sunday is my day to relax. I think that I spend a lot of time relaxing, actually. But I mean, it goes back to, you know, if you stay connected to what you're doing, if you're in a place where you can be mindful and focused, those acts are relaxing to me. It's not like, you know, some people might say, oh, I relax by being on the beach in Hawaii, you know, going on a vacation or going to the museum or, you know, something that's atypical in their life. That's kind of like they're struggling to get to that moment. I'm just going to relax any way I can. I think it goes back to this whole mindfulness thing, is that if you are present, if you are focused on what you're doing, my experience is that I stay calm and I stay relaxed. I don't like get wound up about things on a regular basis. I mean, certainly there will be times, and there are times when I do, but general Fred life is very relaxed. Because I think I have a perspective on life that allows me to go with the flow and not worry so much about what's going on and how it's negatively impacting me, or, you know, looking for opportunities to be happy, I think makes me feel relaxed most of the time.
The Grateful Fred.
Yes, the Grateful Fred.
Stephanie Ings, how do you relax?
How do I? A lot of different ways. I really love just consuming as much media as I can, but I do get overstimulated. So like if I watch like one or two episodes of a show, I gotta switch it up and like listen to some music for a little bit, or like do some reading for a little bit. So when I do relax, I'm just consuming something, because I'm definitely a lifelong learner and I just enjoy the act of escapism, whether it's, you know, through a movie or a TV show or a book or a comic book or a graphic novel or, you know, a really good album.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like the way that you relax kind of taps right into the things that inspire you, too. It's like almost as if cultivating your knowledge, appreciation for other people's art and their writing and their filmmaking and all the different things that people make, those are also inspiring to you.
That's so true. Is there such thing as like a positive feedback loop?
Uh-huh.
It's that. That's like the positive feedback loop of like what inspires, what helps me relax. And I also work around people a lot of the time, working in the community. And so when I do relax, I like to kind of recede and just spend time with me and, you know, my books and my thoughts sometimes, and art.
It's like a spiritual resting. We're going to shut off all of the outside and we're just going to kind of go within. And that's super relaxing to me. I love listening to like YouTube videos with temple bells or singing crystal bowls or something. There's no words. It's just beautiful sound. Take with it what you will. You don't have to think about it. There's no judgment. It's just the sound. And it's relaxing and soothing to just kind of like give yourself like that moment where you don't have to interpret. You can just be. You know, like when you read a book, you don't know what's going to happen.
You can get as attached or engaged as you want to, really. And yeah, it's just be. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And me too. Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
Landline?
I have a landline.
Ended years ago. What?
Yeah. But every once in a while, somebody will call and they're like, do you still live here?
Whoa. I'm not going to speak for your experience, but I'm like, that might make it worth it. That's kind of incredible.
Michael Wells, how do you relax? Like, how do you do that? How do you relax?
Well, so painting could be very relaxing. I like kind of getting into the flow of a project, engaged in the creative process in the moment, and that flow is, I'm not sure if relaxing is the right word for it, but it's so engaging that it's like you don't have time to think about your aches and pains and mortgage and the electric bill. One of my favorite ways to relax is I go out with a beer and I sit with my chickens. And I just love watching them. They run around, they peck, they scratch, they come up and they beg for scraps and food. I have a garden, so I'll pull some Swiss chard out and feed that to them and things like that. It's kind of like watching the grass grow or fish swim around in an aquarium. I find it very relaxing to do that. I like that. You know, at the end of the evening too, I don't really want to think and I just kind of want to veg out for a while. So a lot of times I like to watch bad movies from the 1980s. Mm-hmm. I'm into that right now. I went through a period of like 70s realism recently too. I've been watching things like John Carpenter's The Thing and 16 Candles. Mm-hmm. Just getting nostalgic, I guess, in my old age. Who knows?
One of my favorite movies from the 80s. Well, I've got a couple. There's Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
And then I really love the movie Ishtar.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
It's one of those movies that's famous for being bad, but I just think it's the most hilarious movie, you know.
Yeah. Do you know that movie Waterworld?
Oh, it was like a big budget fluff, yeah. Right? Was it Kevin
Costner? It's a terrible, terrible movie, but I love that movie.
Oh, okay.
It's just ridiculous and campy, you know. I adore it.
When I asked you how you relaxed, the first thing that you went to was painting. Yeah. And I kind of held back a little bit because it was like, I find like, yeah, if you really want to relax, then just stop time. That's all you got to do. Just stop the world. And so when you're really, really focused on something and your attention is concentrated on visualization or imagining what you're creating or being part of what you're creating, it does kind of have that vibe that you have stopped time.
It's an interesting phenomenon. Like I spend a lot of time in that space. And one of the things that I notice about it is that when you have so much focus down, drilling down deep into the creative process, the brain has bandwidth, right? It's got a limited amount of energy and resources. And so when you're focusing on things like that, things that are unnecessary kind of fall away. And one of those things I think that kind of falls away is like your personality. Like your personality is a construct created by the mind. And
it's a burden.
Yeah. And when you're kind of deep into that creative process, you're still there, but like that construct of the personality falls away, I find. And it's just more like the pure sort of subconscious part of yourself and the hands and the eyes and the mind and this creative energy. And that's a really nice place to be. I like to be in that spot a lot. I forget about time when I'm in that zone. Of course, things intrude. Swamp coolers need to get cleaned and plumbing needs to get fixed and things like that. But for the most part, I get a good 4 or 5 days every week in that space. And it's, you know, it's a meditation. It's a beautiful place to be. It's probably why I'm a cheerful person.
Well, I'm sure that relaxing, you know, recommended by all the doctors.
Rachel, how do you relax?
Well, I meditate when I can. I exercise when I can. Cooking can be kind of relaxing for me because it's something that I enjoy doing. And being out at sea, I grew up near the ocean. Obviously, I'm not near the ocean now, but when I was in high school and I was dealing with whatever emotions that a 16-year-old dealt with, you know, I would frequently go drive out to the Redondo Beach Pier or take the bus down to the Redondo Beach Pier and, you know, sit and go out onto the pier and go watch, go listen to the ocean and just absorb all of that. The sea air, the mustiness. That's always helped me, but obviously I don't have that here. So I'm not very good at that, admittedly. it's because I have a restless mind a lot of the time. So, you know, for me, my brain is like, well, you can't relax right now. You have other stuff to do. You have to do this. You have to do that. There's stuff that needs to be done. I'd love to find some way of shutting that off. Vacations are a great way to do that because, you know, if I'm out, especially if I'm on a cruise ship or something, I'm out in the middle of the sea, no one can get a hold of me anyway.
Absolutely. Like as soon as you leave city limits, going to Phoenix for me is just like
all my Tucson stuff is staying in Tucson.
Yeah. Yeah. I have such a hard time with relaxation. I do play Animal Crossing.
That's a good one.
Stereotypical like, millennial, I guess.
I'm a really, oops, I still have a landline. I still have a landline. I'm really into Stardew Valley. I love Stardew.
Oh yeah, my best friend's really into Stardew Valley.
I could talk about Stardew Valley. That's like a whole other podcast.
It's kind of nice just to sit there and decorate somebody's house in a video game. Plant crops in a video game or be on an island and collect seashells. It's like, oh, this is so nice.
I'm going to ask Krobus to live with me. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember when my kids were younger, they were really into Club Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I remember having this conversation with Rye where I was like, so you want me to give you money so that you can buy a picture of something? And he was like, Mom, you're an artist. Isn't that what you do? Don't people give you money for pictures of things? And I was like, well, yeah, but it's not an actual disco floor. It's a picture of a disco floor in your pretend igloo. Like, it's not real, honey. It's not. And he was just like, but it is. And it's so funny to me how that one conversation for, you know, the past 15 years keeps coming back. These non-fungibles and all the things that are happening where people are buying special JPEGs that they can put in their virtual gallery or whatever. And it was like, that's basically Club Penguin.
Yep.
Club Penguin has grown up. And when I got into Stardew Valley, my youngest, Eli, was just so like grossed out by the fact that I had the wiki. Why wouldn't I want to know all things? Like,
right.
It's right here. Why? It makes the game more fun for me. And the whole point of playing for me is to have fun. So,
yeah, I do the same thing. I know my husband's a PC gamer, so he does the same thing too. He'll have a wiki up when he's got a game that he's playing through. Yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted me to experience the whole thing like blind, you know, just learn as you go, Mom. I haven't played anything since 2009. I used to play Sims 2. So like, it's been a while.
Yeah, it was the exact same thing for me.
You know? Really?
Oh yeah, I occasionally will play Mario Kart. my husband had bought Animal Crossing. It was sitting on the Switch for a while, and he's just like, why don't you look into this? And I was like, okay, fine. So I started playing, and I play every day. Like I
That's
said,
it's really good. Yes.
It's kind of my start to the day. Like I get up, I feed the pets, you know, I get stuff ready because my husband's not home when I wake up.
Right.
I play Animal Crossing until he comes home, and then get about an hour or two with him, then he goes to bed.
I feel like morning routines are really relaxing.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. If you are able to have enough time to set yourself for the day.
Josiah Osego, how do you relax?
Right now I hit a vape and Nick Salt in my quiet time when I can get away, even though I'm trying to quit. That helps. And this is going to sound childish. I got a PS5.
Nice.
And that has been like,
that's a big deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many free games they gave, but I've gotten back into gaming. There's some easier games that all you really got to do is move the joystick. So my son, Jalen's been getting down with Dada on that. I mean, I still sit down to write jokes from time to time, you know, and it's like, I guess in the relaxing form, kind of when I have an experience with primarily somebody in the family, I'm like, huh, that made me feel a certain type of way. And just writing it out, it's not in joke form, but I guess I should say not writing jokes, but when I'm excited about a premise, that helps me to relax because I write it down. And then I'm like, I'm not going to forget this. And then the next few minutes or part of the day, I'm just sitting there like, huh, and that's,
huh. That was a good one.
I got to experience that. So I think those are the main things, you know, I guess like, you know, a cup of coffee early in the morning, some breathing techniques. Big fan of inhaling for 7 seconds, holding for 4, and exhaling for 8. That just helps to calm and regulate. And then other than that, I just take random days off, like just to surprise Kelly, because they're, you know,
that's
especially right
idea.
Now. So I'll just be like helping her to relax.
Oh, Eli, do you ever relax or do you just sleep?
I actually don't know. 90% of the time I just like put on a YouTube video, watch it, and then lay back, put my mind off of everything that's going on. If I need to relax, like if something crazy just happened, it might take a good second or two. I also listen to music. I don't know. I'm a very simple person. If I need to relax, I'll just like either sleep, shower, or just watch a video. I'll even just eat something. And I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. I feel better about myself. I don't need to worry about this anymore. There we go.
That's good. It's a good skill to have.
I wouldn't even call it a skill. It's just
That's a life skill. Being able to relax and just put, you know, stop worrying about your problems. That's,
just put everything on silent. Okay.
Yeah. Don't forget how to do that.
Okay. I guess
that's
I won't.
That's going to come in handy. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Being able to relax it's a gift.
All right, well, I'm glad I have it.
Nadia Alvarez Mejia.
How do you do it? How do you relax?
That's a good question. And I'm very basic, you know. Relaxing for me maybe is being at home wearing shorts. Because, you know, living in Mazatlan, I was always wearing shorts. Sometimes sandals, sometimes no shoes.
Oh, I love no shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing shoes now.
You know, sometimes I just listen to music. My musical taste is not very sophisticated, I will say, in a sense that, again, you know, I always trying to connect myself with the person that I used to be when I was a child, when I was a teenager, when I was an adult in Mexico. So I always trying to connect with that music, the music that I grew up. Maybe that's why also that my oldest one has that kind of taste. Maybe he is listening to the music that sometimes I put in the patio and in my room. Maybe it's going to sound kind of weird because as an educator, I read a lot of books. But when I'm trying to relax in, I'm not looking for books. What I'm trying to do is, you know, just something simple. So for example, one of the things that I did in the last years was when I was a child, my grandparents, they always take care of my siblings and myself when my parents were working as a teachers. And they have a patio when there was three different trees. So I was, you know, one of the things that I did was climb a tree, because just trying to connect with my childhood, my brother and my sister and I, we always were climbing trees in that patio. So now there's a tree in my patio. It's not a big one, but I did that. And I felt so good. It was like, you know, just being that tree. It was great. It was great.
It just feels right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way that I feel. I was like doing something that for many years I forgot to do it. As many times we are so busy. And I'm not saying that happened to all of us, but I see myself that many times the professional journey, it's overlapping and almost like oppressing my personal one. So that's what I've been trying to do in the last months, trying to find the balance too.
That's the thing that a lot of us who have had to work from home because of the pandemic, it was a real struggle to find that balance, because it's hard to leave work. You know, when you're working from home, it's literally in the room.
I agree with you. One of the things that I really enjoy was when I back to the U of A. Many times the meetings that I schedule, I'm trying to visit different places around campus, because I think that campus is so beautiful. Like people, landscaping, building, history, you know, just walking by from one place to another. It makes me feel so well when I'm back to the university. And, you know, if the person feels comfortable trying to schedule meetings in person and in different places.
Different environments that you can travel to. That's important.
Yes. And many times when I'm, you know, just walking by myself, the creativity, it's coming to me, because I'm observing maybe a building, maybe people that it's crossing by. Sometimes I met people that I didn't expect to meet during my walking time, and we reconnect. Maybe we have a small conversation there. So yeah, it's one of the things that I really enjoy.
Nadia, it sounds like you're good at finding a way to relax just in general. Like that's what I'm working towards. I want to be more like that, where I can just be relaxed all the time. Even when I'm working, I'm relaxed, you know?
Yes. You know, I have a friend that she told me, because I was trying different things, and many times I was trying like something more formal and didn't work for me. So she told me, like, you know, just trying to find something that even you think it's simple, it works for you and it's going to be fine. And that's what I've been doing. Like, oh, maybe for me, doesn't work to have a specific time to relax. But if I feel that I need to relax or take a break, I will do it. It is possible. And find that time to do it. Like right now, talking to you, for me, it's a very relaxing time. You just made me think about so many things that the life bring us, that many times we don't find the right moment to think about it. So it's nice.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful world. We just got to look at it.
Yeah.
All this talking about relaxing has given me an idea. I think it's time for me to take a vacation. So we're going to take this show on the road. I'm going to bring my Pocket Tracks recorder with me. And we're going to ask some people in New Mexico some questions like, do you ever worry? Don't worry. We're still going to be talking with our 8 great friends, of course. Much thanks to Amber Frame, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, Josiah Osego, Elijah Thumb, Fred Ronstadt, Michael Wells, Stephanie Ings, and Rachel Hoblett. Thank you all so much
for being in this program, and thank you all so much for listening. Special thanks to Golden Boots for the music. Plus, we had a few experimental tracks in there from me and Michael Henderson and Margaret McClelland. So thanks to them for letting me record some music. Till next time, see you in episode 5. Find out more about programs like this program and others at kxci.org. Plus, How Do You Do is on Instagram and Facebook too.
This is Bridget Thome saying thanks for listening.